Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters. Hooters, of course, has been sponsoring the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast for four seasons now. I appreciate their sponsorship. And of course, I hope at some point later in the season, they will welcome me to bring back my podcast league players and other fantasy podcast listeners, perhaps for a watch party this season. As a result of Hooters not encouraging fantasy drafts in any of their 11 original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area this year, Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford and an owner of a team in one of my podcast leagues, stepped up and said, hey, why don't we get Hooters takeout and do the draft on the showroom floor of Bill Curry Ford? Thank you very much, Sean, for stepping up to do that. It was a really cool thing in addition to you surprising all of us by putting a $1,000 bounty on who wins the season and you defending it as a common contestant as your best Ben Stein. So thanks to Bill Curry Ford and also Hooters for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We are in week six, so I will be giving you a new week six keyword, protecting basically those of you that give of your time to listen to my podcasts. I had been returning emails to all these people who knew I did a podcast but didn't bother to actually listen to the podcast for 3 years. That ended this year in week three. I'm now only going to take the time to respond to emails of those of you who give of your time to listen to the podcast. Podcast is free, but time is valuable, mine and yours. So I'll give you the keyword here in a few minutes. I don't want to give it right at the top of the podcast because that sort of cheapens the idea. It allows people who wouldn't stay and listen to just get the keyword and then stop listening. So I'll give it in a few minutes, a new week six keyword. Include that in the subject line or near the top of your email. Either isolated or in a fun sentence for me to let me know you're a podcast listener, and I'll be happy to answer your emails at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com for week six. Let's talk about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. This may be bigger than the loss of Saquon Barkley. I know you didn't take Dak Prescott in the first round. And Saquon Barkley went number two overall at a position where it is tougher to get every game value in an RB1. But based on the numbers that Dak Prescott had put up in the four games, and then he even catches a touchdown pass on a DFW spinoff of Philly Special, ironically, and then to have that type of injury that puts not only the rest of the season out, but puts his future in doubt, it was felt by a lot of people. Most of you know I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan all my life. For 6 years, I had season tickets at Texas Stadium while I was living in Tampa and flew in for a majority of the games. 1 year, I even got weird and I bought the two seats that opened up next to me and had four tickets. I was taking all sorts of friends from all over the country to see the Cowboys play. And the only reason I don't have those tickets anymore is because they basically got so expensive. And after 6 years of traveling, I just didn't want to travel that much anymore. So I only travel into Arlington for some of the bigger games. I've been to the playoff games, a couple of playoff wins, one against the Eagles. Won a couple years ago against the Seahawks. The awesome game that they unfortunately lost as a number one seed in the NFC when Dak and Zeke were rookies, where they came back three separate times only to lose to Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, ironically, in the Green Bay Packers. Point being, this hits me both ways. I have often told all of you to separate your favorite team from your fantasy team, and it allows you to enjoy a football weekend. When one doesn't go well, the other could go well. I've always limited myself on how many Cowboys were on my fantasy teams. But both last year and this year, through the first four games, having Dak Prescott as my fantasy quarterback, as the league continues to evolve to quarterbacks who do it all, how it's not just one or two quarterbacks who get rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. But now we're a handful of those who put up big numbers, increasing the value of the QB1 in single quarterback leagues. Dak Prescott paid off for me. Now he's out, and not only do I speak to those of you who had Dak Prescott as your QB1, but let's talk about the Cowboys overall and what this means from a fantasy standpoint. Also, I just want to make the comment that while I understand that the Cowboys are probably one of the top 10 in the world as a love-hate team, there's very little gray area. Fans of the Cowboys love them, and most other people hate them. There's not much in between who don't care. That said, the outpouring of support and empathy for Dak Prescott shows how much respect he has from people who watch football who don't even like the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that says a lot for Dak, and I think that is very well earned. Remember when Barkley went down, I said, you know, one of the ways you might replace the production of an RB1, because it's not like you can just make the call to someone who owns Kamara or Dalvin Cook or Ezekiel Elliott or Derrick Henry and get their RB1 for a song and replace your RB1. It just doesn't work like that in fantasy football, especially early in the season. I said you could replace the points by perhaps upgrading your quarterback position. And Dak would have been one of those because we have, and I've done podcasts on this before, we have more and more quarterbacks who get you touchdown passes, big passing yardage. They're also getting you rushing yardage and rushing touchdowns. Dak wasn't just an example of that. Adding to the list, Josh Allen and his first four games add to that list of quarterbacks who are keeping the ball in their hands more or giving, just offering more in the way of fantasy production. So let's start there with what do you do if you lost Dak? Well, it's going to be tough for you to make a deal for a Josh Allen, a Lamar Jackson, a Patrick Mahomes, an Aaron Rodgers, even though Rodgers doesn't do a lot on the ground. Ironically, he'll do it like once or twice a year. He'll get you a touchdown rushing just when the defense, he has the defense tricked to go to one side and he just rolls in on the other side. But it's not like he's going to do it that often, but his points are very high. You're not going to be able to acquire those guys unless you have something of major value at another position that you're willing to give up, and then you're messing with two positions. So from the quarterback standpoint, first of all, Andy Dalton's not likely to help you. I respect Andy Dalton. I think he's one of the better backup quarterbacks in the National Football League. And he certainly showed he's capable of leading an offense with what he did in relief against the New York Giants. Andy Dalton wasn't brought in to Dallas to quarterback for 3 months and lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl title. Dalton was brought in at a time where Dak hadn't signed yet as a true backup plan. The best case scenario was Dalton wouldn't play all year. The better scenario was, let's say Dak tests positive for COVID, has to miss a game or two, like a Cam Newton situation. Dalton puts the Cowboys at least in a position to compete. You throw in the problems on the Cowboy offensive line, Tyron Smith being done for the year, Travis Frederick retiring before the year began, losing Lael Collins, and it's just, I think that's why the Cowboys were trending the way they were, because Dak was being forced to make so many plays on his own behind that porous offensive line. Dalton, to me, will have very limited fantasy value. And you cannot expect him to pick up enough of the slack where Dak left off. Does he have weapons around him? Sure he does. But there are some things, some plays now the Cowboys can't run. And there are other things, limitations that, you know, Dalton's a different type of quarterback than Prescott. Dalton is not going to call a quarterback draw. Dalton is not as likely to, we had that game where Dalton wasn't going to run a version of a Philly special. We had that game where Dak had three touchdowns rushing. I don't think Dalton's had three in his career, and I don't know that off the top of my head, but I doubt it. So I don't really think that is an option for you. You can, depending on the size of your league, I mean, they're probably quarterbacks on the waiver wire, but, and you're going to need somebody. The move here is, you're obviously going to try to do the best you can. You can try to trade for someone else's backup quarterback if someone has two. Like, for example, in one of my leagues where I don't own Dak Prescott, I have Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. So the owner of Dak Prescott in that league would be smart to contact me and say, hey, what would you want for one of them? So that's a move you can make. Look at what some other rosters have. See where maybe they have two rather than one, and try to make them some sort of a fair offer. They're not going to give that quarterback away for nothing, knowing you're going to be starting that quarterback the rest of the season. And much like I said about Barkley, try to make up for that rushing production or those points with some other things. You always are trying to improve your team, waivers and trades. And now this is a further push to keep trying to do that, because you're trying to replace a significant amount of points that Dak was giving you every week. And if you can't make a deal for a QB1, maybe you can get half of those points from an available quarterback off waivers or via some sort of trade for someone's backup. But can you make up the difference by doing something else to improve your lineup overall, rather than just trying to get it all out of the quarterback position? Like the Barkley injury, it's not something you do in one move. It's not easy to do. You have to overcome it thinking about where else can I get points from? And it's not just from that one position. Now, what it means for other Dallas Cowboys. I own Amari Cooper as my only Cowboy in the league where I have Watson and Rodgers. I'm worried. I'm worried about the value of Amari Cooper, who very quietly and steadily until game five, was touching the ball five or six times each game and had a floor of 80 yards. Cooper, a clear number one wide receiver. No contract problems. Seemed very interested this year at times late last year. I wonder how interested he was. He seemed very frustrated, maybe had too much on his mind, or just didn't think the team was playing as hard or as effectively as he wanted to try to compete for a division title and a Super Bowl championship. But I'd be worried about Cooper. Cooper has been, he's been a lower end wide receiver one through the first 4 weeks. I just don't think I see Andy Dalton keeping Amari Cooper as happy as Dak Prescott did. Remember last year, there were all these plays near the sideline. It was like a bailout play where Amari Cooper would just run to a sideline and Dak would throw it outside the boundary and Cooper could catch it. That's all gone now. So, and remember, there was, you know, it's not like Andy Dalton had off-season reps or time in preseason games to work with the Cowboy wide receivers. So there's a learning curve there. So I would lower my expectations going forward for Amari Cooper. Dare I say, if someone was desperate for a wide receiver one and was willing to give you value of a wide receiver one in trade, whether that's an RB1 or a QB1, now might be the time to do it. I had told you in this space a week ago, stop emailing me that CeeDee Lamb is on my bench because he shouldn't have been on your bench anymore. He's a wide receiver too. I feel best about him going forward. Now, I know Dalton's biggest plays were to Michael Gallup, but I feel best about CeeDee Lamb and kind of the routes he runs and that he's a rookie who wasn't necessarily set in his ways with Dak Prescott because he didn't work with Dak Prescott that long. So I think Lamb's value is more likely to continue rather than Amari Cooper's. Gallup's value, yeah, let's see. I mean, Dalton may be more comfortable throwing that deep ball towards the sideline than Prescott was. And that's what Gallup does very well, and that helped win the game against the Giants. Not sure what it means for Dalton Schultz, who had become a red zone favorite for Prescott. Dalton liked throwing to tight ends in Cincinnati. You may have owned a Cincinnati tight end in fantasy during the Andy Dalton days on some of those Bengals AFC North title teams. But I just don't know what it means for Dalton Schultz, especially with Tyron Smith out. I wonder if the role of the tight end now changes because the Cowboys may need to focus more of their attack on Ezekiel Elliott, and they're going to need as many healthy bodies up front blocking as possible because no Smith, no Frederick, no Collins, some would say no chance. So I don't know what that means for Dalton Schultz and how many routes he's going to run or how many reps he's going to get. The Cowboys may feel better about someone else being a blocking tight end to help out on that left side than they do about Dalton Schultz. So I'd lower expectations also on Elliott. I think Elliott's touches could go up, but if the Cowboys can't stay in front of the chains, you're looking at more three and outs here. And it puts Elliott in a tough spot because defenses are not going to worry too much about Andy Dalton. They're now going to be very, very focused, knowing the Cowboys are going to have to feed Ezekiel Elliott, and it's a lot tougher for the Cowboys to give Elliott his necessary room to run when they've only got two-fifths, barely that, of the offensive line that they had planned on from the end of last season going to now. So I think Lamb's okay. Gallup might be all right, but I'd lower my expectations on Cooper and Elliott, and I don't just because you pick up Andy Dalton, it's not like he's going to pick up where Dak left off, even without the rushing yards and the rushing touchdowns. Granted, Dallas still is very bad on defense, so Dalton could still be trying to keep up with opposing offenses. But I just don't necessarily see that there's great value in Dalton as a fantasy quarterback, and you might want to look elsewhere if you need to replace Dak. It's just, again, I feel like I'm doing the Saquon Barkley podcast all over again, and I know there are a lot of other injuries and COVID-related things involving not having Derrick Henry in week four and not having Cam Newton for a couple of weeks as it relates to the Patriots, miss one game, then a bye week. But the Barkley injury and the Prescott injury are very, very significant as it relates to fantasy football through the first 5 weeks. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. I thank them for being the presenting sponsor for the last 4 years of this podcast, and also by Bill Curry Ford. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, who is an owner in the podcast league, for not only inviting us to draft on the showroom floor, but also putting a $1,000 bounty on the winner of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League this year. Keyword. Sorry, it took me so long to get to it. Keyword is bootleg. Bootleg, bootleg, bootleg. Not like bootlegging, smoking the bandit style with Coors beer east of the Mississippi. But if you want to use that in the sentence, I'll still know you listened to the podcast because you've got bootleg in there. Bootleg, week six keyword. If you would like a second opinion on something fantasy-wise, I know one of the fantasy owners out there. I hope he doesn't really hate me, because I forget it was between him and one other guy as it related to where he was leaning in terms of a flex start. And I argued that whoever else he brought up was, you could make a stronger argument for a higher floor than for Chase Claypool. I would imagine Chase Claypool was not in a lot of starting lineups last week and sitting on benches or even on the waiver wire. But to that gentleman who emailed me and asked me for my second opinion was wrong. And Chase Claypool had multiple explosive plays rather than just the one here or there that he had showcased through the first few games. I can't be perfect either. So to that listener, I apologize, and I hope you continue to listen to the podcast and email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The week six keyword is bootleg. That's enough from me for now. We'll talk to you later in the week. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast.